ॐ वाङ्मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्मयेधि वेदस्य महाणीस्तः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेन अहोरात्रान् सन्दधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
Page 58, Mantra 5.
तदुक्तम् ऋषिणाम् गर्भेनु सन्नन्वेषाम अवेदम् अहं देवानां जनिमानि विश्वम् शतं मां पुरः आयसीः अरक्षन्नधः क्षीणो जवसा निरदीयमिति गर्भ एव एतत् शयानः वामदेवः एवमुवाच स एवं विद्वान् अस्मात् शरीरभेदात् ऊर्ध्वः उत्क्रम्य अमुष्मिन् स्वर्गे लोके सर्वान् कामान् आप्त्वा अमृतः समभवत् समभवत्.
Upanishad talking about Anupravesha and how that samsara, the Paramatma enters, having entered again, how Paramatma recognize, having entered as Jivatma, the Jivatma recognize as Paramatma. That is presented in this mantra, fifth mantra, by giving or mentioning one rishi called Vamadeva. Just as the waker enters the dream, forgets, I am the waker, this dream is created by me, totally forgets. Again to remember, I am the waker only, really speaking, I am not the dreamer. The waker has to come to waking state, who is dreaming as a dreamer. Similarly, Paramatma also, as Paramatma he has entered. In the first chapter, what we saw, the Paramatma entry, that is called Anupravesha. Once Paramatma has entered in this body, becomes Jivatma. After becoming Jivatma, forgets totally. Because of some punya, somehow they recognize as Jivatma. Jivatma as Paramatma. Jivatma recognize, I am not Jivatma, but I am Paramatma only. That is the first chapter, Anupravesha. Then second chapter, totally focusing on this Srishti, how the Jiva takes three bodies, Pitrushariram, Matrushariram, Swashariram, to create Vairagyam in the minds of the seekers. Shruti talks about that Sarira, Janma and Maranam in the second chapter. At that time, the Upanishad asked, Garbhinyaha Nishkramantu. Garbhinis, all pregnant women should go out of the class at that time. Why Upanishad asked pregnant women to go out of the class? Because Garbhavasa, Upanishad talks about Garbhavasa, so painful, so very, very ninda it does. It is not a comfortable. That ninda, when it is going on, that varnanam, she should not feel bad because she is a pregnant woman. Upanishad is talking about that Garbhavasa, the Sisu, how it is suffering inside the mother womb. What are all pain she is undergoing? All of these, she should not listen. She should not get hurt. That is why that pregnant woman is asked to go out of this Aitareya Upanishad class, not other Upanishads. Only Aitareya Upanishad class. Only up to this chapter. Only second chapter. First chapter she can sit. Third chapter also she can come. Therefore Upanishad is going to ask for third chapter. Yathasthanam Garbhinyaha. Upanishad is going to ask, inviting them. So, this is very, very important to create Vairagyam. Vairagyam is very important qualification to turn ourselves towards Atma Jnanam. Otherwise, we won't get Vairagyam. We are so attracted to this worldly matters. Therefore, in this second chapter, at the end of this Vairagya topic, this Vamadeva Rishi example, like Trishanku, Aham Rikshasya Reriva Kirti Prishtam Gireriva, in Taittiriya Upanishad we saw another example here, Vamadeva. Somehow the person, because of previous punya, because of previous some papa also obstacle, he could not get that knowledge totally. Like some bulbs you put now, after 2-3 hours, like neon light, it won't give light first properly. After long time only it gives full light and it burns fully. Like that, some people, in spite of listening in this Janma, they become yoga bhrashtas in the next Janma because of some obstacle. We do not know what is that obstacle, but it obstructs, not allowing this person to understand in spite of sitting in front of the Guru's nose. That is why all prayers meant to remove obstacles. No obstacle should come and obstruct me. Let me not become a yoga bhrashta. Next Janma again I have to take. So to avoid that, only prayers. Prayers are always important. Mantra japa, prayers are very, very important. We do not know which karma comes and obstructs us not to get the clarity, nishtha. Therefore, that vagueness, doubt, all should go away by just pure knowledge. Therefore, here Vamadeva says, after entering the mother's womb, that obstacle is over within 9 months. Before delivery itself, that obstacles which was obstructing him in the previous janma, he has understood all Mahavakyams, but he is not able to claim, I am Brahman. Still 9 months he needs. Therefore, mother womb is required for him. After entering the mother's womb, he has got that clarity. Yes, I am Brahman. Therefore, the mantra we have completed in the last class, Garbhenu san esham avedam. Anvesham avedam. I knew in spite of that I am staying in my mother's womb itself. In spite of mother's womb I am in, I know I am Brahman. Vishwa satam mam puraha ayasihi. Devanam janimani. I have taken many births. Janimani means janmani. I have taken many births. And every birth is like an iron cage. It is like a ayasihi. Iron cage like Garbhavasa I have undergone, and Arakshan Adaha, I was totally imprisoned in that mother's womb. Adaha Arakshan, I was carefully protected. Protected, really imprisoned. Protection in the form of imprisonment. That's why Arakshan Adaha. Then afterwards, now I am freed. In spite of that imprisonment, see, the imprisonment is not the Garbhavasa, really speaking. Now you got the point here. Body is not an obstacle. Body is not an obstruction. You remain in the body and say, I am free from the body. Just like that bird example he gives, just a bird is freed from the cage. There literally bird has to come out of the cage. Here you need not come out of the cage. Don't take the example literally. Just as the bird feels free when it goes out of the cage. Shenaha javasa niradiyamiti. Just as the bird is freed, once you open the door, the bird immediately runs. Within fraction of seconds it goes so far. The bird frees like that. Here, if you take literally, it won't happen. It need not happen. Clear? Here, freed means notional correction. I am ever free Atma. Either I am in this body or in other body, I am without body. Either I am in the body, I am not in the body. Nothing can make any difference for me. That is called freedom. Not freedom from the body. Why I am telling this point? Many people consider moksha means after death. How can you be a Jivan Mukta as long as your body is there? So no other system of philosophy accept Jivan Mukti while living in this body. You are Muktaha. If you are Muktaha, you won't suffer in this body, they say. They ask like this only. If you are a Muktaha, you are an enlightened person, how you suffer with cold? How you suffer with backache? How you suffer with another ache, another problem? How can you suffer? Since you are suffering in this body, you are not a Jivan Muktaha. Jivan Mukti means what? Freedom from all pains, freedom from suffering. But you are suffering here. So much suffering. Old age suffering, disease suffering you are having. How can you be the Jivan Mukta? They don't talk such words. We don't accept. How can you answer them? Upanishad says, either body is having pain, old age, disease, or death, doesn't matter. In spite of, I am encircled by the body, I am surrounded by these matter, body, principle, mind, principle, I am untouched by this body, mind, complex, matter. That recognition, that discovery, that understanding alone is called Jivan Mukti. This is highlighted only in Advaita Vedanta. Nowhere. Not in Visishtadvaita, not in Dvaita, not in any other system of philosophy. That is why Advaita is very difficult for many people. Very, very difficult. Why it is difficult? Because you require a subtle mind. Subtle mind in the sense, a mind that which is focused to Shastra Tatparyam. Exactly what it means. That's why you require Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti in high extent. If there is any weak point in Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, some problem. Very rarely people understand Advaita Vedanta. Very rarely people understand. And they object also, Jivan Mukti is just a cock and bull story. A person suffering like this, he is a Jivan Mukta, na? Yaar shonna? Yaar kanda? Videha Mukti, na? Very impossible, difficult, not possible. But you see, Garbhe Shayanaha San. Why I am emphasizing this? While living in mother's womb itself, Garbhe Shayanaha San. The Jiva's Papa is fructified totally, gone, and Punya Paripaka, some Punya has come to surface. Some Punya, Janma Janma's Punya has come to surface. Yes, I am Brahman. Now I am free. I am not having Punya, Papa, Sanchita, Agami. I am neither Karta nor Bhokta. I am not at all connected to this Anatma. Just as I am a human being, how clear knowledge you have? Tell me. You are a human being. Some once in a while you get doubt. I am a human being. Some once in a while I get doubt. Once in a while, also you won't get doubt that any time. Suppose I wake up, you suddenly you get up. Suddenly get up time also you get a doubt. Nan manitena illiya. That means you are a human being. How much clear that thought, how much clear it is. It can never be wiped off. It can never be glossed over. You will never lose sight of that you are a human being. At any time, at any place. Yes? You never get doubt. That much clear, I am Brahman should come. That much clear. Remember this. How much clear Jnanam should be? How much clear you are a human being to you? That much clear. Aham Brahmasmi must be. That must be the clarity. Aham Brahmasmi. No one can come and shake. No one can come and shake. Even your intellect cannot have a doubt. That is called Nishtha. That is called Sthira Prajnata. That is called Parabhakti. That is called Gunatitas. 14th chapter we have completed. That much be the clarity. Until you get that clarity, what you have to do? Shravanam, 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 Shravanam. It may take janmas, let it take, but worth to study. Don't disappoint. Janmasana, you all get, I know that. Just I am telling. Even it takes time also, doesn't matter. I will. That is why Garbhena Son, and the Garbhena Son, while being in the mother's womb itself, being in mother's womb itself, Aham Brahmasmi. So now in this body, on the other hand, you have to say, in the body irindada, I can say, Aham Brahmasmi. Without body, I cannot claim, Aham Brahmasmi. Now tell me, you have to tell those people, hey, after death, after leaving the body, who knows that you are Brahman or not? Is there any parameter for you to know that you are Brahman? No, I go to Swargaloka. Non-verifiable. Only Shastra Pramanam is there, but not verifiable. Somehow person recognize. Then next mantra also, Upanishad says, Sayeva Vidvan Asmak Sharirat. Sayeva Vidvan, that Vidvan, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan. That is Vamadeva's example over. But some people, they approach. Vamadeva is a spiritual prodigy. Then what about us? What about all people? They have to approach a guru. They have to study. Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan. Having seen all experiences in one life, these are all not going to give me any peace, happiness, security. Therefore, Yeshaha Evam Vidvan Asmat Sharirat Urdhvaha Utramya. Because of some punya, after many janmas, some people approach a guru and study. What? Prasthanatrayam. And struggle to understand, trying to understand. Having studied for a length of time, they transcend the body. Asmat Dehat Sarirat Bhedat means, Bheda means what? Not destroying the body. Bhedat means Mithyatva Nischayam. Atha Urdhvam. After making the body-mind complex is false. That is called Bhedanam. Understand? Not destroying the body. Not after death. Bhedat Urdhvam means after falsifying the body-mind complex. Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram. Urdhvaha Utkramya. Don't take Urdhvaha Utkramya means up. Up above. You know, Urdhvaha means up. Utkramya means travel. Mela poitar. In mela por unnu kadiyadu. Qualitatively here. Not space-wise travel, but quality in life. Quality means what? I am not body-mind complex. Aham Brahma. That is transcending the matter. I am the spirit Atma. That is called Utkramya Urdhvaha. Very tough to translate these words. We want to take, always mind takes what? Popular meaning. Popular meaning only, they immediately mind grasp. Who goes for implied meaning? Implied meaning, who goes? Therefore, logic is required. Shruti Sammata Tarka is required here. What is Shruti Sammata Tarka here? What is logic? Suppose you take literally, Urdhvaha Utkramya, gone up. Utkramya, left the body, went up. Went up where? Where? Some loka, Swargaloka. Why he has to go to Swargaloka? Tell me. Since Atma is all-pervading, Atma is all-pervading. To merge with Atma, he has to travel. Logic. Since I am Atma, the Self, Atma is all-pervading. Vyapakam. Care of yesterday's class, evening. Vyapakam, all-pervading. I have recognized that I am Atma, the Self, all-pervading, Anantam. I am Sat, I am Chit, I am Anantam, all-pervading. I, the all-pervading Sat, Chit, Ananda, is it a there is any necessity for me to travel? Where to travel? If I am not there, only I have to travel. As Atma, I am there. Wherever I go, I am there already. This is one point. I need not travel. Other point is, first of all, I cannot travel. Why? I am everywhere. How to travel? If I am in one place, I am not in some other place. I have to travel. Since I am only everywhere, how can I travel? Since I am not there, from here I can move there. Isn't it? Since I am not in T Nagar, from Mylapur I can go to T Nagar. Since I am not in that place, from one place to another place I can go. Because I am cannot be there, I am here now. But as Atma, I cannot say that I am not there, therefore I have to go there. That is Paramatma sitting here. Here I am Jivatma. Let me travel Jivatma into Paramatma. That concept we have already falsified. Paramatma is none other than in the form of Jivatma. I, the Jivatma, is Paramatma. Paramatma is Atma Swarupam, all-pervading. Therefore, I cannot travel, I need not travel. Now tell me, what is Urdhvaha Utkramya? You have to say, Urdhvaha Utkramya means transcending from Vyavaharika Sarira to Paramarthika Satyam. It is called Urdhvaha Utkramya. Now where logic works, you understand? This is the way you have to interpret logic. Introduce logic in the Shastric words. Urdhvaha Utkramya means travel. If anybody talks, you have to say this. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Paramatma is all-pervading. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. I, the Jivatma, am Paramatma. Now, where is the question of travel? Why Upanishad says like that? Urdhvaha Utkramya. That is why don't take distant wise. Upanishad intention you have to understand. That is called Tatparyam. Upanishad intention you have to understand. Urdhvaha Utkramya means transcending from Vyavaharika Satyam to Paramarthika Satyam. That is called Urdhvaha Utkramya. Not only that, next word you see, Upanishad, also very mischievous. Amushmin Swarge Loke Sarvan Kaman Aptva. Swarge Loke. Idu vere. Erkanave namu confused. Upanishad using the word Swarge. Now, if you take literally Swargam, okay, I go to Swarga. If you take literally, I have completed this mantra fully, deliberately, I am introducing some points. Very important, that's why I am knowingly talking about this mantra again. Swarge loke utkramya, swarge loke sarvan kaman aptva. If we take this sentence literally, swargan lokan, I go to Swarga after death. According to people, that is called moksha. According to people, that is called moksha. I go to Swarga. Suppose I go to Swarga, what will happen, you know? Shide punye martya lokam vishamti. Te tam bhuktva Swarga lokam vishalam. Shide punye martya lokam vishamti. There is another statement. Even if you go to Swarga also, your punya will exhaust there. After exhausting your punya, you have to come back. You have to come back. That is called Swarga. Swarga prapti. Even Swarga sukha also is not permanent. That Swarga entrance is called moksha, suppose you say. It is not permanent. Why? In Adhra Chandrakara, they push you down. Your punya is over, you go down. Illogical. Now if you take swarge loke, if you take literally, there is a problem. Therefore, you have to translate swarga loka means Brahma. Not even Brahma loka. Swarga loka means Brahmani, Paramatmani. In abiding that Brahman, Paramatma as himself or herself, I am Brahman. Sarvan kaman aptva. There is no desire unfulfilled. It is as good as all desires are fulfilled. How you understand this? Now let me finish that swarga loke. Okay. Swarga means Paramatma, Brahma. Swarga is not a spatial wise travel here, really speaking. Then why Upanishad use the word swarga? Ananda hetu samanyad. Shankaracharya writes in his commentary, Upanishad use the word swarga because in swarga also there is some amrutam they give. These people drink there. There is ananda because no mosquitoes, no problem. Always you are the same age, no old age, no disease. In swarga there is some ananda. So ananda hetu samanyat. There also ananda is there. Here also ananda is there. Simple, therefore ananda koncham ore maadhiri irukkiradnal amrutatvam ange sollirukke. Here also amrutatvam samanya hetu. That is why Upanishad use that word. Don't take literally. That is about swarga loka. Now sarvan kaman aptva means what? For a jnani, all desires are fulfilled. What do you mean by desires fulfilled? Na? Jnani as Atma enjoying in all bodies. As Atma, I am enjoying all bodies, all pleasures, whatever they are enjoying. 84 lakhs of species. Every species, the enjoyment is my enjoyment. Why? This is very, very important. இது புரியறது ரொம்ப ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். இது ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் கேட்ட உடனே அம்மா ஆத்ம ஜானம் வந்த உடனே எல்லாம் ஆல் டிசைர்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபுல்ஃபில்டுன்னு அப்படி நினைக்கிறோம் நம்ம. இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் ஏ ஹியூமன் பாடி டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் ஆல் டிசைர்ஸ்? முடியுமா? முடியாத காரியம். தேர்ஃபோர் சர்வான் காமான் ஆப்துவா மீன்ஸ் சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா, ஐ ஆம் த செல்ஃப், I the self am in all 84 lakhs of species. Every species, whatever it is enjoying, anywhere, at any time, it is my enjoyment. It is my enjoyment. Now, can I boldly say that? Sarvan kaman aptva. Ella jivarasiyoda sukham, santosham, enjoyment is my enjoyment. How? Not as ahankara, but as Atma, I enjoy through that body. As Atma, I enjoy through that body. As Atma, I enjoy through elephant body. As Atma, I enjoy through ant body. As Atma, I enjoy through the cow body. As Atma, I enjoy through the horse body. Any body, I enjoy through that body. Now, sarvan kaman aptva is meaningful. Yes? Is it meaningful? Adha sarvan kaman aptva. Idhu puriyaradhukke nariya perukku eppadi appa sarvan kaman oru desire fulfill aagamaatingiradhu enna? No. Through all bodies, as the self, I am enjoying. What is that unfulfilled desire for me? Tell me now. Somewhere, through somebody, I am enjoying. That is called Trupti, Ananda. That comes in Ananda Mimamsa. ஆசிஷ்டோ திருடிஷ்டோ பலிஷ்டஹ. Thus, for that person, all desires are fulfilled. Same topic comes in there also. In Ananda Mimamsa of Taittiriyam. We saw in other classes, those who have attended that Taittiriya Upanishad, you know that. So, Sarvan Kaman Aptva, then see, Amrutaha Samabhavatu, Samabhavatu. He attains immortality. He becomes immortal. Samabhavatu. Amritaha becomes one with Paramatma. Becoming one or recognizing I am Paramatma. Even becoming one also is not correct. The pot space, once you break this pot space, it becomes one with the total space. Without breaking the pot itself, you can say the pot space is total space. This is called merging. There is no physical merging. This pot space need not travel and merge with the total space. Really speaking, pot space is in total space. Pot space is nothing but total space. Whether pot is there or not doesn't matter, but pot space is total space. Therefore, Jivatma, whether body is there or not, Jivatma is Paramatma. Jivatma need not travel to merge with Paramatma. Pot space need not travel to merge with total space. Adi nanna puriyirudhu swamini. Pot space need not travel to merge with total space. I understand. Is it necessary to break the pot? To recognize pot space is non-different from total space. Is it necessary to break the pot? I am asking. Yeah, it is necessary, Swamini, because it is separating the total space from inside space. I mean, you are intelligent. No, some students, they think, students are very sharp, Swamini. I am a sharp student, they say. They themselves. Guru has to say, you are sharp. You are not supposed to say. Isn't it? So, don't think you are sharp. You are smart. Guru is smarter. Understand? Guru is smarter. See, pot space is not separated by the pot. On the other hand, pot is in the space. Pot cannot separate the space. It is not possible. Pot is in the space. Therefore, pot space is only vacharambhanam, only verbal lip movement. There is no separation, separating the total space. Pot is separating this total space. No, pot is in the space. Since pot is in the space available in the pot is called pot space. I'll repeat again. Since pot is in the space, pot is in the space or space is in the pot? Pot is in the space or space is in the pot? Pot is in the space. Space is in the pot also correct, but more correct is what? Pot is in the space. Therefore, pot is in the space, pot cannot make any difference in the space. Whether it is there or not, it cannot make any difference in the space. Understand? Similarly, Atma is in the body or body is in the Atma. Atma is all pervading like space. Atma, Paramatma is in the body in the form of Jivatma or bodies are in the Paramatma. Bodies are in the Paramatma. Once bodies are in the Paramatma, in that body, Paramatma is available. Therefore, that Paramatma gets the name Jivatma. So, the Jivatma name given to Paramatma temporarily, by just name, he becomes Jivatma. He suffers punya, papa, all these problems of the body. Whether body is there or not, I am Paramatma only. I am not the Jivatma. Therefore, I need not travel. To the Jivatma. Where to travel? To where merge with Paramatma. Jivatma need not travel to merge with Paramatma. Then what Jivatma has to do? Jivatma has to recognize, I am now itself Paramatma. Since I am Paramatma, I need not travel to merge with Paramatma. Jivatma recognize, I am Paramatma only. Even though I am in this body, I am available. I am Paramatma only. Next, since I am Paramatma, I need not merge with Paramatma. Why? I am already Paramatma. Why to merge? Why to travel unnecessarily? இருந்த இடத்துலயே நான் பரமாத்மான்னு சொல்லி உட்காரலாம் இல்லையோ? அதுக்கு ஒரு ஜர்னி வேணுமா? எது நிம்மதி? எது நிம்மதி பாருங்க. இருக்கிற இடத்துலயே நிம்மதியா உட்காரலாம். பை சேயிங், பை அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், அஹம் பரமாத்மா அஸ்மி. திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் லிவிங் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி. பட் அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பீப்புள் வாட் தே டூ? ஐ வாண்ட் டு கோ டு ஹையர் லோகாஸ், ஏதாவது புண்ணிய காரியம் பண்ணி எப்படி ஆகுது கஷ்டப்பட்டு. ஐ வாண்ட் டு ட்ராவல், ஐ வாண்ட் டு கோ டு ஹையர் லோகா. உபனிஷத்து லாஃப் அட் தெம். பாவம் அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பீப்புள், நான் ஐதரேய ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் திங்க் லைக் தட். அமிர்தா சமபவத்து சமபவத்து. That is the meaning of Amritaha. Recognizing I am Paramatma only. When I have become Paramatma? No. I have recognized I was mistaken myself as Jivatma. Really speaking, I was Paramatma, I am Paramatma, I ever will be Paramatma. This knowledge is called Mokshaha. This knowledge is called Mokshaha. Other than this understanding, there is no any type of Moksha, remember. Other than this understanding, nothing is required for Moksha. Other than this understanding, nothing is required for moksha. Amritaha samabhavat. Now, you have to claim, I am ever immortal Atman, in spite of the mortal body. I am using the mortal body to claim, I am immortal Atman. Eppadi? I am using the mortal body, Vagindriyam. I am using the mind, which is mortal. Body is mortal. I am using the mortal instrument to claim I am immortal. I am not mortal body. I am using the mortal body to claim I am immortal. Mrityorma amritangamaya. அசதோமா சத்கமய தமசோமா ஜோதிர்கமய மிருத்யோர்மா அமிர்தங்கமய. கம்மு தாத்து ஜானார்த்தகத்வாத். கம்மு மீன்ஸ் நாட் கோயிங். கமயா 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 தி பீப்புள் லூஸ் சைட் ஆஃப் தட். கமயா மீன்ஸ் டேக் மீ பகவான், டேக் மீ வேர் டு டேக். பகவான் சேஸ் ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ ஹெல்ப்லெஸ். Where can I take you? Because I am within you. I cannot take you. See, Bhagavan also in a pitiable condition. Bhagavan also in a pitiable condition because you are praying, Bhagavan take me towards your feet. Bhagavan take me. Bhagavan says, how can I take you? Because I am all pervading. I am there where you are. Therefore, I cannot take you. இப்போ என்ன சொல்லுவேன் பகவான்க்கு? Tell me. You are praying, Bhagavan, take me towards your feet. Thiruvadi. Unga thiruvadi kitta naan varanum, seranum. அந்த திருவடி கிட்ட சேரணும்ன்னு பகவான் சேஸ் என்னோட திருவடி எல்லா இடத்துல இருக்கப்பா, வேர் கேன் ஐ டேக், ஐ ஆம் ஆல்சோ ஹெல்ப்லெஸ், ஐ கேனாட் கிவ் தட் மோக்ஷா, நாட் பாசிபிள். வாட் யுவர் குரு இஸ் டெல்லிங் இஸ் த கரெக்ட் மோக்ஷா, பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஆல்ரெடி தேர் இன் யூ ஆஸ் யூ ஐ ஆம். ஐ ஆம் தேர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் யூ, யூ ஆர் தேர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் மீ. I am there in the form of you, you are there in the form of me. Therefore, there is no difference between you and me. Bhagavan also happy if you understand this. Otherwise only. Now, we'll enter into the next chapter. The first and second chapter, Upanishad has not mentioned how to get this jnana. This Upanishad is very unique Upanishad. Ella Upanishad la Brahma Vidya is this, you have to get like this, you have to do this sadhana, that sadhana, the methodology Upanishad gives. But this Upanishad just talks about Anupravesha and Simanam Vidarya, Paramatma has entered. Having entered, he has forgotten. And then he has entered into this Shariram. Pitru Shariram, Matru Shariram, Swashariram, and Swashariram he does lot of Punya. Having done lot of Punya, and he comes one Punya, thus Vijnanartham sa Gurumeva Abhigachet. After going to that Guru, he gets Jnanam. After getting that Jnanam, just Upanishads go on and on and on. Namakku eppadi indha Jnanam varadhu? Then we have to take the support of other Upanishads. Jnanam has to come in this manner. That third chapter is very important chapter. It is like a crown of this chapter. First chapter is only Anupravesha. Second chapter is only Vairagya Siddhyartham, transmigration, Samsara Chakram. Now, the purpose of Mahavakya, every Upanishad must give the Mahavakya. This Rigveda Upanishad, Aitareya belongs to Rigveda. So the Rigvedaya Mahavakya is Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma Mahavakya comes here in this third chapter. Rigveda Mahavakyam. Every Veda has got Mahavakyams. Very popular Mahavakyams. For sample, we take four. Prajnanam Brahma from introduction, I already pointed out. Prajnanam Brahma from Rigveda. Then Aham Brahmasmi from Yajurveda, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Then Tattvamasi from Samaveda, Samaveda Upanishad, Chandogya. Then Adharvana Veda, Mandukya Upanishad, Ayamatma Brahma. So Mandukya Upanishad we have not seen, we have to see. And Aham Brahmasmi also we have not seen, we have to see. The Tattvamasi also we have not seen. We have not seen anything Mahavakyams. And we think I know everything. Anna. Enna theriyum? Mahavakyam thavara ellavume theriyum Swamini anna. That is why I take many places classes. You have to attend. Anna. Or at least CDs you can listen. I have already taken. Every student come and ask when you will start from the beginning. See Upanishad. One Upanishad itself takes a lot of years. Bhagavad Gita, minimum 6 years every course. Then when I am in 13th chapter, 14th chapter, student come, new student come and ask, suppose, Swamini, when you will start again? Already 10 years over. Because alternate weeks, our classes. Again, if I take, how? Another student will come whenever you start again. That is why recording. Understand, CDs kept for what sake? You have to listen those. Similarly, other student came to Brahma Sutra class. Oh, you are in the second chapter already. When you will start again, Brahma Sutra? One course of Brahma Sutra itself takes 8 years. I mean second chapter. When you will start again, anna, enna pandrathu? So every new student asks like that, where shall I go? இப்போ அமிடில்லவா எனக்கு ஒன்றும் புரியாது, நான் வரமாட்டேன்னா. சரி போஸ்ட் போன் பண்ணு, எப்படி தான் படிக்க போறேன். யூ போஸ்ட் போன், யூ ஓன்ட் கம் டு த கிளாஸ் சப்போஸ் வென் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி. பண்ணி பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ், ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டடி ஃப்ரம் த பிகினிங். அப்போ வரவேண்டியதானே, ஃப்ரம் த பிகினிங் என்ன வரவேண்டியதானே, கிளாஸுக்கு வரவே இல்லை தெரியல அண்ணா. அதுக்கு தானே காப்பி ரெக்கார்ட் பண்ணி வச்சிருக்கேன், லிசன் அண்ணா. ஸோ 10 உபனிஷத்ஸ், 11 உபனிஷத்ஸ் ஆர் அவைலபிள் ஆன் சிடிஸ். பிரகரண கிரந்தாஸ் கெலோர் ஆல்ரெடி அவைலபிள் இன் அன் சிடிஸ். ஸோ யூ ஹாவ் டு லிசன் அகெயின் அண்ட் அகெயின் அண்ட் அகெயின், பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி 60 above 60+, நாட் அட்டெண்டட் ஆல் த கிளாஸஸ் வாட் கேன் ஐ டூ, ஐ ஹாவ் டேக்கன் தேர் ஃபார் யூ லிசன் டு த சிடிஸ். என்ன பண்ணுறது, ஐயோ நான் அது படிக்கலை இது படிக்கலை படிக்கலை, இப்போ நினச்சி என்ன பிரயோஜனம். அதுக்கு வந்து சிடிஸ் இருக்கு, ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் லிசனிங் ஃப்ரம் த டீச்சர், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். தேர் ஃபார் அதர்வைஸ் நாலேஜ் இஸ் வெரி வேக், யூ கெனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். தேர் ஃபார் யூ ஹாவ் டு லிசன் சைட் பை சைட் தத்துவபோதா, பிரகரண கிரந்தாசு, உபனிஷத், பகவத்கீதா, தரும் எவ்ரி டே 4-5 hours யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்பெண்ட். தென் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் லைக் அண்ட் ஃபிங்கர் ட்ரிப்ஸ், சிம்பிள். அதர்வைஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். நவ் லெட் அஸ் கோ டு திஸ் மந்த்ரா, 3rd chapter, 1st mantra, page number 61.
கோயமாத்மேதி வயம் உபாஸ்மஹே கதரஹ சஹ ஆத்மா ஏனவா பஷ்யதி ஏனவா ஶ்ருணோதி ஏனவா கந்தான் ஆஜிக்ரதி ஏனவா வாசா வ்யாகரோதி ஏனவா ஸ்வாதுசா ஸ்வாதுச விஜானாதி.
நவ் என்க்வைரி இன் டு பிரம்மன். சங்கராச்சாரியா இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் எ ஸ்டோரி. சம் பிரம்மச்சாரி சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்னாக சஜ்ஜனாக சிட்டிங் டுகெதர் அண்ட் ஜஸ்ட் தே ஆர் டிஸ்கஸிங் ஈச் அதர். வி ஆர் டூயிங் உபாசனா, உபாஸ்மஹே ஹுச்சி ஒன் வி ஹாவ் டு டூ உபாசனா, அண்ட் ஹுச் வி ஹாவ் டு டூ உபாசனா. உபாசனா மீன்ஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் மெடிடேஷன் பட் என்க்வைரி. உபாஸ்மஹே மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ஆன் ஹுச் ஒன் கதரஹா ஆத்மா, வாட் இஸ் தட் ஆத்மா உபனிஷத் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட். கதரஹா பிட்வீன் தீஸ் டூ ஹுச் ஒன் we have to refer the atma and we have to contemplate upon, we have to inquire what is that atma, and they have got a doubt and you have to think, you have, they have to go to a teacher and they study like that, all the stories comes. Why they got this doubt? Depending upon the previous mantras, what was that mantra said in the beginning? Paramatma entered from the top of the head in the body. And Shankaracharya writes in his commentary, why these people have got doubt? Paramatma has entered the body and Paramatma is available in this body. On that atma we have to contemplate, or on that atma we have to inquire, or one another Hiranyagarbha all pervading Hiranyagarbha Sutratma has entered through the feet of the same person into the body as subtle body. Samashti Sukshma Shariram has entered the body Prana Rupena into this gross body as subtle body. Gross body kulla subtle body enter aayirukke. Adhikaadhu, that is also soul. From this soul, that soul has come. Soul is different meaning. S-O-L-E, soul dwara, S-O-U-L, soul has entered. Sukshma sariram. Sukshma sariram, prana has entered this body. Hiranyagarbha. Avanu brahma, mela inda varavandavaru, ivaru brahma. Ivaru sagunam brahma, கீழ காலில் இருந்து வந்தவர் சகுணம் பிரம்மா. எந்த பிரம்மனை உபாசனை பண்ணணும் நம்ம? இப்போ இந்த பிரம்மச்சாரிஸுக்கு டவுட்டே வந்தது. என்ன, ரெண்டு பேர் இருக்கா உள்ள? சங்கராச்சாரிய கிவ்ஸ் எ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் நேம். த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் த டாப் இஸ் கர்த்தாத்மா, நோவர், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், அப்சர்வர். த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் என்டர்ட் த்ரூ த ஃபீட் இஸ் கால்ட் கரணாத்மா. Because Sukshma Karanam, as Sukshma Sariram, he has entered the body. Sukshma Sariram is nothing but Pancha Gnani Indriyani, Pancha Karma Indriyani, Pancha Pranadayaha. All comes under Karanam, Antah Karanam. All Sukshma Sariram package is Karanam. Therefore, Karanatma. Now, in this body, Sariratrayam is there. Pancha Koshas are there. Which one Atma we have to take? Annamaya kosha is Atma, or Pranamaya kosha is Atma, or Manomaya kosha is Atma, or Anandamaya is Atma, or Sthula Shariram is Atma, Sukshma Shariram is Atma, or Karana Shariram is Atma, or neither. That observer, experiencer, Atma, here in the Paramatma who has entered, which one we have to inquire into? Doubt. Ivaremo Brahma. தாப்புலந்து வரவர் பிரம்மன், பிரம்மன் பிரம்மா, ரெண்டுமே பிரம்ம பிரம்மா மாதிரி இருக்கு. அப்போ ஹூம் வி ஹாவ் டு என்க்வயர்? கா ஆத்மா? ஏனவா பஷ்யதி, ஏனவா ஸ்ருணோதி, ஏனவா கந்தானா ஜிக்ரதி. த்ரூ ஹுர்ச் வி ஆர் சீயிங், லிசனிங், ஸ்மெல்லிங் அண்ட் ஹியரிங் அண்ட் ஸ்பீக்கிங். Jnana Indriyams and Karana Indriyams, are we this Atma? These are all Karanams. Sandeham vandhach. Idhu tha enquiry. Na eppadi in the body ahamudiyam, which has got Indriyams. Karanatma ahamna, manobuddhi ahankara chittani naham. Neti neti iti vachanair nigama avochuhu. Adenu prathasmaranam also. தேனோ நிர்வாண ஷட்கம் ஆல்சோ. உபனிஷத் ஹேஸ் செட் மனோபுத்தி அஹங்கார சித்தானி நாஹம். அண்ட் நாட் ஓன்லி தட், நேதி நேதி இது பிருஹதாரண்யகா ஆல்சோ சேஸ் நாட் திஸ் நாட் திஸ். தட் மீன்ஸ் சம் ஒன் இஸ் ஆத்மா. இப்போ பார்க்கலாம், நாளைக்கு கூட திங்க் பண்ணலாம், நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக் ஆல்சோ வீல் திங்க் அண்ணார். கண்டினியூ என்கொயரி மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.